Welcome to Spill the Tea Tuesday. Today I have with me Carla
Hello.
and Miss Say.
Hi.
So we're kind of just going through some random questions that people have asked us, and I'm just going to throw out one. Have you ever refused a tip? Have you guys ever refused a tip? Or like, oh, no, you shouldn't have, or no. Nah.
Go ahead.
So for me, I haven't refused one, but I've had a client who hasn't had any tip money,
uh-huh.
and be like, oh my God, I'll get you next time. And I'm like, yeah, for sure. You know, like
no worries.
I don't know if that's refusing a tip.
No,
but.
I mean, there, when I was in beauty school, there was this guy that was going into the salon next door to the beauty school, and he was getting his eyebrows done. And I don't know what happened, but that place ended up just closing. Like, they just put a lock on the door one day. They had a whole bunch of people walking up to that door all day. They had appointments scheduled. But for whatever reason, like, it got shut down, locked up. So I was sitting, like, out on the curb, my broke ass, eating, like, bologna sandwich, just, like, on my break. And I was like, well, I can do your eyebrows. And he's like, huh? And he, like, looks up at the building and sees it's a school. And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, I got you. So he comes in. And the eyebrows there were like $5. It was like cheapest beauty school prices, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he comes in, I do his eyebrows, he loves them. And he's like, okay, I'll be back in like 2 weeks. I'm like, sweet. So he became almost like a regular while I was in school. And each time he would leave, he'd leave me like $5, $10, $20. It just kept getting to be more and more in tip. And I didn't know if like I was reading the situation wrong, and like maybe there were other ulterior motives. I don't know, because we were about the same age. I don't know. But at one point, he had a $50 bill, and he goes to pull it out of his wallet, and I see it. And I'm thinking, for these $5 eyebrows, that's getting extreme, yeah? I'm like, I don't know. Like, in my mind, I didn't want it to make him think that, like, oh, now I owe you something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, oh, here. And I was like, oh, no, like, no, that's too much. And he's like, okay, and put it right back into his wallet. And I was like, but wait.
No,
never mind.
I'm hungry.
Right? I don't want to eat bologna again. That was funny. So I remember learning in that moment, like, never refuse the tip. Just
yeah.
be like, oh, like, that was too much thing. Like,
yeah,
oh, you should have, but yeah, that was a learning. Yeah, that is how we live, right?
Yeah.
That's like half of our paycheck is our
yeah.
tips.
Yeah,
so yeah, always tip your esthetician. But for the estheticians out there, never refuse it.
Yes.
Thinking like, you know, but anyway, how about you, Miss A?
There's been times where I'm like, oh, thank you, are you sure?
Yeah.
And then like, I get the vibe, and they're like, yeah, take it.
Yeah,
there's been times where I'm like, I think one lady, she tipped me $100, and I was like, Oh, thank you.
You're like, was that on purpose?
Yeah. And then I'm thinking like the rest of the night, I'm like, dang, does she really mean to tip me that much? But I took it.
Yeah. You're like, thanks. I remember I was out with our friend Bree one time. We went to go get massages together.
Mm-hmm.
And I tipped 20%. Yeah. As the average. Right. And he wasn't even that great. Like, I feel like I was getting body slammed left and right. Like, I had my face down in the hole, and I feel like my eyes were just going back and forth, like, where is he coming from, in what direction, because he was like, elbow, boom, like, right in there, like, ugh. Like, it's like probably one of the worst massages I've ever had. But she gets up, and she's like, stretchy, like, ooh, that was so nice. I'm like, that's great. I'm happy for you. So we go to the front to check out, and I tip 20% anyway, because I feel like we're in the industry, like you said, it's how we make our money.
Right.
So even when they're like not very good, I still do 20%. I probably shouldn't do that, but no. I did. And she, I think, expected it to cost more. So she just like was like, ah, just keep the change. And it was like a, I don't know, 40 plus, I don't know, it was like a 100% tip, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's like 100% tip. And she's like, that's cool. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm not tipping the same.
Yeah.
I'm like, just so you know, I'm not going to give you extra. So we end up leaving. But sometimes tips can be like a little awkward, you know?
Yeah.
Or like if there's a service like, you know, Groupon or something like that, where the service gets zeroed out. Sometimes it can be kind of hard to approach, like, hey, the service is taken care of, but you still need to tip me.
Yeah.
Like, how do you say it?
I don't know. So I feel like Nia's really good at that. Like she'll say, "Oh well, and if you want to tip on on the card, here's
Here's the terminal.
con." Yeah.
I feel like I do the same thing. I'm like, okay, well, the service is taken care of. If you and I don't even like ask them, do you want to leave gratuity? I just say, if you want to leave gratuity cash, then we can do that, or we can do card on here. You know, like I just give them their options as if it's already happening.
And you
And
can
then,
tell if they didn't intend a tip because they're like,
yes.
oh, we could do card.
Yes. You catch them off guard. And then
Yeah.
it gets like a awkward hair of a moment, but then it's like their awkwardness, not mine. Like
Yeah.
you're in
They
my
feel the
place.
pressure.
Yes, you know what? But I'm okay with it. It's not like we're shaming them or making them like, you know, oh, you didn't want a tip? You know, like
Oh,
yeah.
okay.
All right, there's the door.
Yeah. But there are people that be like, no.
Yeah, and I have those people too. They like no shame in their game. They're like, I'm here for my class pass or whatever, and I never intended to tip you. But you know what's interesting about class pass is that they tell their members, like they tell them, you ask for regular price, you can tip off of regular price service. You know, like it's in their thing. So whenever I do get a class pass person that's like, no thanks, you know, I'm just like, okay. And
They knew.
I'm, yeah, you know that you're supposed to come in here and tip, and you chose not to. That's, I mean, I understand that it's like everyone has their own budget and sometimes it's not in there, but I feel like if you're going to an establishment where tips are part of how they make their living, don't go if you can't tip. You know what I mean? I mean, I've had clients where they've done like 100 plus dollar services and they tip $2, and it wasn't because they couldn't, it wasn't because I was bad. It was because they felt like they needed to tip something and they didn't have the cash to do a full 20%. So it's like I understand it. It's more of like a thank you. And I see you, I appreciate you versus like, you know, anything else, I feel like. So like if you can't afford to tip somebody, I don't feel like you should be getting those
That's
kinds
true.
of services, you
Mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah. I agree.
What about like eating out? Do you guys?
I tip.
I
I
tip.
tip pretty
I have to, yeah.
generously,
My family is a little cheap with the tips, and I'm like, no, you have to do at least 20%. You're
Yes.
tripping.
Yeah, my mom is all like 15%. And I'm like, that was like 10 years ago, mom. Like 20% is average nowadays. And she's like, okay, 18. And I'm like, no. Like,
My mom is over tip.
she's a pretty good tipper though if they're really good. Like she'll like throw
They're
an
on top of
extra with,
it.
yeah, if they're on top of it. And my mom's kind of picky too. Like, so if she like sends something back or is that, you know, it's like she tips them really well. You know, especially if they're nice about it. If they're like an a-hole about it, and then she's like, I was gonna tip them nice, but you know, not anymore.
That'll be
Took
my
too
dad, but then
long
he'll
with
still
the
tip.
napkins.
He'll tip
Right.
well.
I mean, I have, there's only been one time where I went to a restaurant and the service was so bad. And well, actually, I could probably jack it up to that crab place last year when we went as a team.
Oh,
That
yeah.
wasn't that bad. It was worse than that, though.
Oh,
And so, see
okay.
how she like left us? She was like MIA for a long time. And then like we got the order all wrong and then she still didn't come back to check in. Okay, it was worse than that. Worse than that. And I remember writing like a whole paragraph on my receipt. Like I left the person a note. Like, you know, like this or that. I've been here many times. Like I'm a local in the area and blah 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 blah. I ranted on that receipt and I still left them like 18, 20%. But I was like, I'm only leaving a tip because I work in a tip industry as well, and I know that's how you make your living. I'm like, but if I were another asshole, I'd leave you zero. And I'm like, just so that they go home and like read that, and they're just like, oh man, I need to step up my game.
A little
Someone's
comment
laughing right now
card.
because
I think they probably didn't even read it.
Probably not.
They probably
They're
crossed
like,
it out
oh,
and
this
threw
bitch.
it in. Nobody's gonna read this. Get out of
Oh
here.
man, you're probably right, darn
Yeah.
it. We'll see what this bitch has to say. Nope, crossed it. Crip, 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 crumple.
Back in the day, I used to think it was so funny that people used to be like, I'm gonna write a letter.
I'm Karen.
Oh my God, they're just gonna rip it up as soon as they see the first complaint, you know, like,
Right.
fuck this lady.
Not even look.
That's the only time I ever did it though. And then the one other time I ever wrote a note on a receipt is because I left my number for a guy that was my waiter. Is it Applebee's? Like, he's asking the number. Help me. Thanks for my Yeah. We hooked up later.
Nice. I
Okay.
think you told me about that.
Nice.
Check that off my bucket list.
Yes.
Yeah. I've lived life.
Applebee's.
Applebee's later. Check. I've lived life. I can get married now.
Next restaurant.
Right. Mercury through. Go to
That's so
Chili's.
funny. Chili's. Chili's, Olive Garden, all the franchise, regular places. That's the Chili's guy. That's the Olive Garden guy.
They're on the phone.
That's so funny.
Applebee's.
Oh my gosh. Well, if you've ever had a tip situation, share it with us and we'll talk about it later. Thanks for listening to Spill the Tea Tuesday. Till next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.